11 minutes after 10. Music and conversation for a Sunday morning. This is Scotland's Talkin'. I'm Ali Bally. A couple of weeks ago, Scotland's Talkin' gave you the chance to fire questions at the Chief Constable of Police Scotland, Phil Gormley. It was the first time he'd actually put himself forward like that since he took on the job just over a year ago. And one of the first callers was June McLeod from Wick.
My son, Kevin McLeod, was found dead in Wick Harbour almost 20 years ago. The Procurator Fiscal told the police, then Northern Constabulary, of course, to investigate as a murder, and they didn't do it. I want you, Mr. Gormley, to tell me why your new police force is refusing to right that wrong and carry out a new investigation.
It's not something I can really go into detail on air, and I'm sure you'd appreciate that. I'm quite happy off air to examine the circumstances that you've referred to.
Well, the Chief Constable's been as good as his word. I'm joined now by a reporter in Inverness, Brian Rutherford. He's the one who broke the news on Thursday that the Chief Constable has asked the murder squad to re-examine the evidence collected in 1997 when Kevin McLeod's body was found in the harbour. Brian, what did the grieving family make of what this happened this week?
Well, Ali, I think they're probably still in disbelief at how much was actually achieved just by calling into the programme. It's basically kick-started a process that is the beginning of what they've been campaigning for almost 20 years now. And I actually caught up with Kevin's mum, June, and his dad, Hugh, after that call, once they started having emails coming directly from Police Chief Phil Gormley himself.
I had heard on the radio that day Mr. Gormley was going to have a phone in, so Hugh and I was travelling off at the time, and we thought we'd do this talk-in, phone-in.
June got through on the live talk-in.
I got to speak to Mr. Gormley briefly, and things seemed to spark off from there.
We're overjoyed that she got through, because what we thought was we're getting through. We're speaking to somebody. We're speaking to a human being. We're not writing letters. We're actually getting to speak to the top man.
So now we've got a top police detective from a murder squad looking at Kevin's case. We can only hope and pray that these police murder squad, homicide squad, I think they called it, will do something and help us get closure for Kevin.
Phil Gormley said to June he would look at the case, and I must say he's a man of his word.
So Brian, what exactly does it mean when the police say they're re-examining the evidence?
Well, it's not a reinvestigation, and it's not an official review either, and that's because Kevin's death is not strictly a cold case. The then Northern Constabulary at the time treated Kevin's death as accidental, but a fatal accident inquiry returned an open verdict. So, in a way, that case has always been unresolved, along with various suggestions that Kevin may have actually been murdered, although that was never investigated at the time. So all that Police Scotland is currently doing is taking a look at the evidence gathered by the Legacy Police Force Northern Constabulary, work that the new National Force Police Scotland has inherited when it was set up. And once they finish doing that, they'll make a decision on what to do next.
At least the family are getting some action now, but it's a bit of a waiting game for them, isn't it? It must be a fairly tense time for them.
It is. We're talking about a family who are desperate for closure, and they've been needing it now for almost 20 years. Kevin's dad, Hugh, says that the tragedy has ruined his life, and one of Kevin's brothers told us some really sad things when he broke his silence and talked to the media for the first time ever. This was our exclusive interview with Andrew. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
It was really unusual for Kevin not to come home, so we were all very concerned. We knew there was something seriously wrong. The whole family was quite upset and concerned. It's altered our lives totally. It's been devastating. It's not very nice. 20 years of your life. Well, I'm not as outgoing as I used to be, but it's just something you've got to deal with. It's part of life now for a family. I just celebrated my birthday 3 days before what happened to Kevin, my 22nd birthday, and and I don't ever celebrate birthdays anymore. Hopefully one day I will, though. Well, Kevin had his whole life ahead of him, and he was about to get married, and Kevin was a sort of angel of a family, so I was a bit more rebellious, but as I said, Kevin had his whole life ahead of him, and he was a decent guy, wouldn't harm anyone. It's just sad that he's gone. It's no easy either, it's just an emptiness in life now without Kevin. We was brought up very close together as children, and now he's not here.
Have we given the family some more hope with this fresh police activity that is going to turn up some new leads? How do they feel?
Well, Mum June has told me, in her words, she says that it's given the family a buzz, and they're not known for backing down, and I don't think they'll ever actually give up until they get answers. But as strong as she is, June has also opened up for the first time ever. She's revealed how over the years she's also hit rock bottom coping with the loss of Kevin.
My health deteriorated. I took bad depression, didn't go out. I wanted just to be on my own. I was a drinker, and then I really hit rock bottom. I was drinking far, far too much, just to blank things out of my head, until it took me a long time to realise that wasn't for me. That wasn't helping me, because next morning I'd be up and looking for more drink just to blank things out of my head.
And do we know anything about what Police Scotland's major crime unit are actually going to be doing?
Yes, we do actually. Our newsroom has been in constant contact with the police, so we know that top Scots cops are involved in this re-examination. We know that detectives are expected to carry out further investigative work in Wick, and that this could take up to 4 weeks. And this is a big change from the family being used to trying to do their own investigating, which has cost them dearly, as Dad Hugh revealed to us for the first time.
I stopped counting when it came to 50,000. I'm not worried about 50,000, that does not bother me. If I had to spend more money in the ends of justice, it would be done. Money doesn't come into it now.
And the latest coming out of this re-examination is that the McLeods have been promised a sit-down with the man in charge of the major crime unit. He is a detective chief superintendent, so a very senior person within Police Scotland, and that's expected to happen once their police inquiries are finished, Ali.
I think it says a lot also for the, Brian, for the first time for the chief constable to come onto a phone in Scotland, as he did. And as anybody who has heard me say this before will testify, I've been in the studios, any guests that we have don't get to know the subjects beforehand. I mean, you know, we just take the calls on. So we'd no idea that call was going to be coming up. But to take it, to say he was going to do something about it, and to run with it, and we know, as you say, it's re-examination, but at least it's a move forward that the family haven't had for 20 years, isn't it?
Well, it's as we've been saying, it's amazing that really this all came about just because a grieving mum picked up the phone and got in touch with Scotland's Talk, and there's really no telling where this could lead to.
Well, we shall, I'm sure, with you on the patch, we'll keep our eyes and ears to the ground, and you'll keep us in touch with what was going on. Brian, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. So there we are. There's the latest from a couple of weeks ago, when the chief constable was put on the spot, so to speak, by June. So, as I say, we'll keep you posted as to what is going on. Right. It's 20 past 10. This is Music and Conversation for a Sunday morning. Good morning, and Lady Antebellum, I need you now. Scotland's Talking with me, Ali Bally. Good morning.